This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Leslie Peterkin, the CEO of Advance Energy, joins us today following news that you've signed a contract for the drilling rig for the Buffalo 10 well. Now, this is very positive news. Leslie, and I remember we spoke, was back in March, a little while ago, when you just completed the RTO and you were looking forward to progressing with this. So very positive news today. Can you talk us through what this means for the drilling at the Buffalo 10 well?
Yeah, look, Mark, it's good to touch base again. It's been a while. We're waiting for this to happen, post the RTO. But yes, indeed, we got some interesting news from our perspective today. And it marks a step towards getting the Buffalo well drilled now that this jackup drilling rig has been selected. So it is a jackup. And the reason for that is that we're drilling in very shallow water, 25 to 30 meters. Mm-hmm. With this LOI now signed, execution of the rig contract will follow very soon thereafter. So I would say within the next couple of weeks, we'll make another announcement in relation to the drilling contract itself.
Okay.
And this is all very key for the early redevelopment of the Buffalo field, and we are very pleased to have made this progress. I think it's a little bit longer than we anticipated to get to this stage, but you know, drilling contractors can be difficult, and negotiations can sometimes be frustrating.
Mm-hmm. You also were telling me before we started that you're referring to this drill rig as a hot drill rig, as if it's just come off some previous campaigns. Tell us why that is an important point.
Yeah, well, let me just before going to that, just make it clear what's happening with the operation now, and then take up your point about the hot rig. We're starting the start of the drilling operations now will be in Q4 this year, which is exactly as planned and explained to investors at the time of our recent RTO. We like to think that we do what we say, and in this case, I think that that holds good. And it's important indeed to note that the rig that we're getting will have completed four wells before it comes to the Buffalo field, mm-hmm. which indeed means in drilling parlance is that it's a hot rig. That means that the crew is well-oiled, they're well-established, they're working well together, and things are running efficiently, logistics are all solved. And in addition, not only is that going to be a hot rig, but it's interesting to note that the first well that this rig drilled, it's now with a second operator, has already been completed in record time. So it bodes well that the drilling team and the crew and everything is all working very well together. And we anticipate that we'll have the B10 well results around the end of November or early December. So we're looking for a great Christmas present, actually.
Okay, good. Yeah, so you're on track for drilling October 2021, then results, before Christmas?
Yep, that's the idea.
Okay.
And we're pretty optimistic barring major problems, and they can arise, but we're not anticipating them. It's straightforward drilling situation. There's no complex issues. Many wells have been drilled in this area. The formations are well known. There's no major overpressure situations or mm-hmm. difficult formations that can maybe slough into the well and cause problems for drilling. So no, we're expecting a pretty smooth run.
Okay, good. Now, you say in the RNS that this is to test the presence of a significant attic oil accumulation after the original development. So can you remind shareholders of the potential opportunity here?
Yeah, for sure. Now, this is important. Of course, the RTO was some time ago. Perhaps people have lost a little bit of focus on what we're trying to do here. So, it's good to just revisit this. So the B10 well will be transformational for Advance Energy and its shareholders because it represents a potential very material value catalyst for the company. So if we take the case of the current 2C resource, which is 34 million barrels, as certified by by RISC, the in the CPR, If that is established as reserves, which is what we hope and aspire to by the drilling of the B10 well, there is potential to deliver gross production of 40,000 barrels a day of oil. And as we are a 50% partner now in the asset, that means 20,000 barrels a day by the end of 2023 for Advance. Now, if we look at the current oil prices, which are around about $70, nobody would have thought that 12 months ago, I don't think. The metrics in terms of the cumulative cash flow and the NPV of the Baffa asset would be some 50% greater than the certifier CPR economics. Those are on our website. They're also on the presentation on Buffalo on our website. So it's these are well established around the RTO period. And the cash flow to Advance in late 2023 at $50 is exceptional. And we explained that to investors at the time that we did the raise for the RTO. So as for investors, I would say, to draw their own conclusions as to what that means if we were to be at $70 as we are now when we come on production in 2023. It'd certainly be beyond exceptional.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay. Now, what else does perhaps Advance Energy have in store for this year? In particular, I'd like to ask, is the company looking at any other opportunities in the space?
Yeah, well, you know, our strategy is about trying to find unloved assets where there's the potential to significantly unlock some hidden value. Mm-hmm. And Buffalo falls into that category. And our intent is to find more of those. And we have a number of, you know, such assets that we're looking at the current time. And they're not at the stage where they're likely to come to fruition in the very near term, but certainly within 2021, we would expect to do maybe one, maybe two different, more asset transactions, which are in the line of Buffalo lookalikes and possibly with some production as well. And of course, it's important to note that we've made this first announcement today on the LOI. Mm-hmm. But there'll be quite a few drilling-related updates in the coming months as we get closer and closer to the drilling of the well and then the actual drilling itself.
Okay, okay. Well, let's not take away the focus from Buffalo, because, of course, this is a very monumental day for the company. But is the plan still to be looking at perhaps a 20,000 barrels of oil per day by, was it 2025?
Yeah. So one of our sort of headline strategy trusted points that we've stated since we launched in February last year is that we were looking in the near term, the near to medium term, to establish a stable production of around 20,000 barrels a day of oil production net to Advance. And obviously, if we can achieve the 34 million barrels of reserves, get that on production at 40,000 barrels a day and a 50% interest, and then we will achieve that 20,000 barrels a day around the end of 2023.
Okay, okay, good. So the drilling of this, well, as we've said, is transformational for the company. Well, actually, taking your words, this is from the RNS, it's transformational for the company, representing a potential material value catalyst. So can I ask you, how are you feeling right now? Is the anticipation building?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm pretty excited about it. We've been looking at this asset for quite a number of years now. I first started looking at it before Advance was born, and in 2019, actually. And so we were very pleased to get it. And it's for sure, now that we're getting close to the drilling, we've done a lot of work to review the asset, to be comfortable that we're going to get a good outcome. And in fact, we're having a quite detailed discussion with the Carnarvon and the operator on exactly what point in the map that we're going to penetrate the field, because we want to be absolutely sure that we deliver an outcome that will realize a development. So we're looking very closely at exactly which points on the current mapping we should be penetrating, and we're going to probably resolve that in a week or two. Which we feel will almost certainly guarantee that there will be a development on this field.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Leslie Peterkin, the CEO of Advance Energy, for giving us that update. And I hope, and I'm pretty sure, we will be catching up again soon as the drill arrives on site and starts doing its stuff.
Yeah, indeed. And we look forward to follow-ups with you again, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at stockboxmedia.